American Revolution I was fought to secure independence from British colonists. American Revolution II is being fought to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump and return to a corporate structure the left finds desirable. So profound is the difference between the left and the rest that there isn't any issue that bleaches separation. The call for revolution is heard in the political precincts of the Democratic Party, where the prevailing sentiment is resistance. No matter the issue, even when Trumpians try to appease Dems with a modified version of Obamacare, the response is rejection. One might assume that on matters such as national security, the Revolutionary Guard would be compromised at least temporarily. But you would be wrong. The fight is relentless. Most Americans who do not read the New York Times are unaware of the deep schism in the political arena where Trump is regarded as anathema. For the revolutionaries, the presidential election was illegitimate despite Trump's Electoral College victory. The left cannot be disabused of this notion. In fact, like most revolutionaries, they have challenged all of the existing institutions and assumptions about the past. The radical agenda that worries about where grown men should urinate has taken its battle to every corner of the culture. Trump made a point of challenging political correctness, which the left translates as racist. But for average Americans, Trump's position resonates as common sense. Even gestures designed to forestall attacks within the United States, like the immigration ban from 8 war-torn nations, where documentation of new arrivals doesn't exist, were interpreted as a blanket ban against Muslims, yet another illustration of the president's bigotry. In the febrile mind of the revolutionaries, Trump is a danger, presumably a danger to the republic itself, albeit revolutionaries promote violence on American campuses where the voices are invited that challenge left-wing suppositions about the nation. The revolutionary even works to undermine the First Amendment, once the bulwark of radical sentiment. Now the view is submit or be chastened by revolutionary hostility. Despite the claim by Pollyannish analysts, this movement will not pass anytime soon. Trump is and will remain the target until he is out of office. For the revolutionary, all acts are permitted since Trump brought fascism to America. Of course, most of the self-described Robespierres could not possibly define the evil that drips so naturally from their lips. Trump is the embodiment of the evil, and every act, however benign, is further evidence of fascistic leanings. On a moment's notice, the revolutionaries can be roused to action. Intersectionality or the left-wing alliance network has fostered ties among unlikely bedfellows. For example, Black Lives Matter has joined with the Muslim Brotherhood to condemn Israeli occupation of the West Bank. As is the case in past revolutions, radicals often devour their own. We are not in that stage yet, but the cultural signals are synchronized from Stephen Colbert to Whoopi Goldberg for a very unpleasant unfolding of this revolutionary cycle, with many getting hurt and the republic weakened. In the case of American Revolution I, the umbilical cord was cut, but America grew strong. In the case of American Revolution II, the nation's institutions are being tested, and it is hard to see a positive outcome over the horizon.